Hey, Chicago, it's Richard Roper. You know, when it comes to digital marketing, I always say, go with the pros. And the team at AmericanEagle.com, I'd highly recommend them. They've been driving real results for businesses of all sizes for decades. Whether you need AI-powered insights, smart, effective SEO, email marketing that actually converts, or so much more, their experts are the best at what they do. If you're ready to take your marketing to the next level, visit AmericanEagle.com. That's AmericanEagle.com. They drive results and they do it right.
Time for our Thursday visit with Richard Roper. Rich, good morning. I saw in the Sun Times today they had a map of places, bars, I guess, and restaurants where you could watch the Bears game Saturday night. But that's not the problem. The problem is if you're home on TV, will you get the game, right?
Well, first of all, Bob, if you live in Chicago or the Chicago area, do you really need a map to find a bar? Don't we call those street corners?
Yeah, I know. It was a little weird.
I also want to make this point real quick. You were talking about ticket prices, and I always tell people, you know, if you spend a lot of money on a ticket to see Taylor Swift or Paul McCartney, it's a sure thing, right? She's not going to forget the words to Cruel Summer. He's not going to forget how to play Blackbird on the guitar. But if you do it for a sporting event, there's always that chance that, you know, in the first quarter or the first inning, the home team can be hopelessly out of the game. You know, you're rolling the dice on performance when you buy those tickets.
Yeah, that's true. It's a gamble, isn't it?
Total gamble.
So the talk has been about the blackout because the game is on Amazon Prime Video, and here we're going to be able to watch the game, Chicago in the suburbs, Fox 32, and you can watch on the local Fox station, Milwaukee and Green Bay, but there are a lot of people around the Midwest who don't have Amazon Prime, and they're very upset, aren't they?
Yeah, you have to have Amazon Prime Video and, you know, to stream it across the country. Now, you know, they always do that thing, Bob, where they offer you the free trial. But a lot of people, first of all, they don't have their televisions hooked up to the streaming. Then you got to do that QR code where you're pointing your phone at that barcode thing, and then all of a sudden you're getting the menu from a local restaurant when you're trying to get Prime Video. And it's just not the same. And I know, you know, times have changed. We're going to get the Oscars on YouTube in a couple of years. Things are very different. But, you know, if you look at the evolution of televised football, it used to be CBS and then NBC. And then in the 70s, we had Monday Night Football. And this year, Bob, this year, 2025 season, different games were available on CBS, Fox, NBC, ABC, ESPN, the NFL Network, Prime Video, YouTube, Netflix, Peacock, Paramount Plus, ESPN Plus, NFL Plus. So sometimes you have to go on a scavenger hunt just to find your football game.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, the free trials, those scare me because I always think, no way I'm going to remember to cancel this thing. And the streaming channel is probably counting on that.
Absolutely. You know, they always offer these free trials when there are big events, too. Like back when Game of Thrones was a big seasonal thing, or Stranger Things on Netflix. You know, get a few free trial. You can get 7 days for free. And they know that a certain percentage, some people are going to say, hey, I love this, I want to keep this. But a lot of people are just going to forget. And then you get that email a month later, or 3 months later, or a year later, saying, thank you so much for renewing your subscription for $1 million. And you're like, oh my God, I forgot to cancel. So you do feel like a lot of people, they don't want to do the free trials. They don't want to do that because they're afraid that they're going to just forget about it. And now they're paying, you know, a lot of money every month for a system and a streaming service that they probably aren't going to use that much.
Yeah, and the bills are going up. And also, the bill will be going up for Uber around here. The congestion zone is in effect now, isn't it?
Yeah, we need a map of that, Bob. And, you know, these are sort of related because it's the same sort of thing where the city is now expanding its rare rideshare congestion zones. It started this week on the 6th. So there's a $1.50 surcharge and then a 60 cent surcharge, and it's different neighborhoods, but it's not McCormick Place and not Navy Pier, but it's Northside. And you know what happens when you start reading all that? You go, I guess I'll just pay what they're telling me I have to pay.
Yeah.
So now when you try to call up a Lyft or an Uber, you see sometimes, you know, it's busier than usual. You're in a congestion zone. And it's the same kind of thing when you buy tickets or when you do delivery services. There's this fee and that fee and the second fee. And you just kind of go along with it. The idea, I think, behind this, Bob, is that they want more people to take public transportation, right? Take public transit because it's going to be, the city's going to charge you more for this congestion zone surcharge. But sometimes it's just not convenient or plausible to take public transportation. So what do? You swallow the extra $1.50 on a single passenger trip.
The CTA fares are going up too, though. You can't escape. There's no way.
No, you can't. How are you going to follow that map to the taverns that are showing the Bears Packers on Prime Video if you don't know if you're in a congestion zone surcharge area? It's all tied together.
Before we let you go, Richard, yesterday we were talking here about Barnes & Noble expanding. As an avid reader yourself, are you happy or upset that this is going to make life tougher for places like the Bookstall in the North Suburbs or 57th Street Books and other independent shops?
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, that was the plot of You've Got Mail, right? The big box bookstore against the local shop around the corner. And I really do love the independent bookstores. On the other hand, you know, for Barnes & Noble to be opening, what is it, I think four stores, Bob, including this 30,000-square-foot bookstore, any kind of bookstore that's opening, it's kind of a cool thing that people still want to go into stores, to bookstores. I was in a library, a suburban library this week, Bob, and it was so cool to see the place just humming with activity, senior citizens, college students, people checking out books, listening to music, checking out, you know, physical media like DVDs. So while I do feel for the small independent bookstores, if, you know, these big box stores open in the neighborhood, I know it's a tough thing. I still, overall, I think it's kind of incredible that a Barnes & Noble is going where an Old Navy used to be, because it's and for 25 years, it's been the other way around.
Yeah. And I guess business is booming for the big box stores. But I was hearing that it was also pretty good for those smaller neighborhood bookstores. And you just have to hope that continues, don't you?
You do. Well, you know this. It's the same thing when it comes to music. And I mentioned DVDs. There are a lot of people, you know, there are still record shops because people want to go in and get the vinyl. There are still stores where you can get DVDs and even VHS because people, a lot of people think physical media looks and sounds better than the stuff you get online. And the same thing, I love ebooks and I love that you can listen to books and everything. But, you know, you mentioned that I'm an avid reader. One of the biggest thrills of my life, Bob, was the first time I published a book and I saw it on the shelf of the Chicago Public Library. You know, the actual physical book that you can take down from the shelf, just like people were doing 100 or 200 years ago.
Yeah, and in those independent bookstores, the service is just the best. You know, they know you, and you know them, and in many cases, they do a better job of ordering books for you and then calling you when they come in and so forth. So let's hope they live happily ever after along with the big guys. Richard Roper, more next week. Thank you, Richard.
Thanks, Bob.